Welcome back to another episode about me this COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pop. Yes, that's Kevin Pop. Oh, yeah. What's that? Can you try me tomorrow at this time? I'm kind of in the middle of something. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Please say good morning to Gary Anthony William.
And a great morning it is.
Yes, indeed.
It's a great morning.
Gare Bear, if you actually saw Sen entering your home through the chimney, how would you greet him?
If he was entering my home through the chimney, I would literally say hi.
Oh. Hi.
Which is what I do. I've had 6 break-ins at my home in the last week, and everyone's a hello. Everyone's a gentle hi.
My hat is off to you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's James Heaney. Jimmy, John, utterly selfish wish, please, from you for 2021.
I would really like to have new floors put in my apartment so that you can't hear footsteps. Is that too selfish?
No, it's sweet.
I hope that there's a lot
it's
of peaceful
It's unbelievably sweet.
Things
I agree
happen.
With Chris. Because it's really helping your landlord. And there's Chris Alvarado, Candy Cane Chris. Utterly selfish wish for 2021 from you, please.
Utterly selfish would be
that's what I'm looking for.
All the roles that Craig was set to book in 2021 go to me. He doesn't get any of them.
Wow. He's got a lot of
vindictive.
No.
So you have to hurt one of us to.
That's right. By the way, speaking of hurting one of us, my girlfriend peeked around. I said, "Look, it's Gary. It's Gary Anthony Williams," and she goes, "Cute."
And then
walked
it's the
away,
hair.
Dog.
It's the hair.
It's the goddamn
Mr.
hair.
Barbados.
Yeah. Right? Right, Jamaica?
And now Craig Kukowski with his Consumer Report 2020 wrap-up. Kakao?
Thank you, Kevin. America is buying more radios. AM, FM, specifically AM. And more radio stations are popping up. Let's check the safety of them. The answers may surprise you.
Mm.
The safety of them?
The safety of them.
Oh, and last, but too much eggnog for you if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Come Catcher 5000. Mm-hmm. Tell us why we should invest in your invention.
I'll tell you why right now, because you want to make money. Mm. You're not a dumbass idiot, right? You want to make big bucks, right?
Dumbass
so invest,
idiots.
All right? Because this is where your money's going to grow, okay? There's so many things going on, but this is a guarantee.
Right.
Invest.
Yeah. Right. So if I don't want to be a dumbass idiot,
invest
in you. Got it. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content on all other perks like video of what's happening right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via old-timey email, then damn it, write to the podcast. Just email us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. It couldn't be simpler. It's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one, and it's a long one, comes from patron VIP Mike Del Rosso. We've not heard from Mike in a while, and here goes. Hello to Kevin and the Alchemist. I would like to thank you for your December 17th episode. I usually catch your pod just minutes after it drops. Waking up at 5:45 a.m. is the perfect amount of time to wipe the crust from my eyes, brew a pot of coffee, get ready to do some paperwork. From the shower to the parking lot, Alchemy, this is my soundtrack. On the 17th, I had to work at 6 a.m. I was unable to follow my tradition, and it might have saved my life. When the workday was over, I was safe at home. I pulled up the latest episode and began to listen. I can tell right away there was strange energy in the air. Now, more than I lost my spot. Now, oh God, of all the ones who lose your spot. And now no more than 2 minutes into the pod, I was already in stitches. I have never laughed that hard during the intro to the show. Not to say the intros aren't always funny. When Kevin yells at James, though, for his opening response to the routine silly question, I knew the gang was feeling feisty. There was a strange energy in the air. I am halfway through this.
Wow.
Something special was about to happen. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at an episode. I've been on board since the beginning. I've heard them all 3 times over. I've been one of those that's had to pull over when driving for fear of crashing. Absolutely one of the best to date. The night before, this episode aired, it snowed 10 inches in my town. The roads were atrocious during the morning commute. I swear to you, Kevin, and those of you who were there during the recording, if I had been driving while listening to this episode as I normally do, it would have been the end of my story.
Wow.
You are all the best. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my favorite days because of you. Here come the shout-outs. Missing Vanessa, loving the limited return. Much love to Caroline Cotter. You make me laugh so hard. I will donate half my paycheck if Gary Anthony Williams makes a regular appearance. Well, Gary? Let me find
And I will donate that half of his paycheck right back to him because I'm giving.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He followed that with, love you, Uncle Ruckus.
Thank you. Thank you, white man.
And to you, Kevin, you beautiful bastard, thank you for bringing this group of ragamuffins into the dim light of podcasting. There truly is no equal to what you all have created. Now, will you please do one of my suggestions? And then he has a suggestion. Over a year ago, there was a scene suggestion about Batman and Robin's looking for a new apartment. James was so upset that the alchemist wouldn't recognize Calendar Man as a superhero that he walked out of the session. Could you please make a little boy's dream come true? Show me Calendar Man.
Wow.
Name and occupation, please.
I'm a chronographer.
Right. What's your name?
You can call me Tim.
All right, Tim. And your occupation is following the passage of time. Is that about it?
Yes. And marking each and every holiday as special upon the calendar. Every day holiday. Is unique.
Every holiday?
Every holiday. Not just in one nation, all holidays.
Okay.
Like today.
What's today?
Well, it's December 23rd, so it's Christmas Eve Eve. Oh, Christmas.
Who celebrates
Eve,
that?
Eve.
Tim?
Well, I do. I do. And I'll tell you what, there's a couple bodies buried in the back.
Wait for
and
it.
And I'm sure that they're gonna remember this day.
Couple of bodies buried in the back of what, sir?
I can't say.
You can't say or you won't say?
I won't say.
Okay. Here's $40. Now how?
Gee whiz, Batman. Isn't it crazy that every year we have to re-register as superheroes? It's wild.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is, Robin. Why would we have to... Yes.
Paperwork, please.
Oh, Batman, I was in front of you. Okay, you can go.
No, you know what? It's a special day, Robin. It's Christmas Eve Eve. Here, you go ahead and go.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Everything here correct? Is this the right address?
I don't know. Batman fills it out.
Okay. Sir, is everything correct here? Right address?
Yes. Okay. That's the correct address. Wayne Manor.
Okay. Now, do you have your T4 form?
T4.
It's to register the name again. If not, your name is open for anybody to take. Heck, the guy behind you could be Batman if you wanted to, if you don't have your T4 form.
Robin, do we have the T4 form? I didn't bring the T4 form, Robin. Did you bring the T4 form?
Holy namesake, Batman. I didn't know.
You're a boy wonder, more like a somebody give me something. Somebody
don't
give me something.
Boy blunder.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's it. Wow. Yes, you're more of a boy blunder.
How about you two jackoffs step aside and let the real Batman speak?
Oh,
I've got a T4 form. Here it is.
Wait, you're Batman? Who are you? Who's
I? Yes, I'm nobody now. I didn't have my T4. Bye, boy blunder.
Well, hold on. Now. Now, he's spelling this with as two different words, bat, space, man.
What's the point?
I'm just saying there could be a Batman and there could be a Batman. That's a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Just giving me
actually, I'm bat, spaceman.
Okay, now, seriously.
Half bat, half alien.
I'm out of here. Bye, boy blunder.
Well, what about me? Is Robin still available?
It is. It is, but you don't have your T4 form either.
No, but one of these bat spaceman. Can you get?
Can I don't think anybody wants Robin, to be honest.
Hey, little dude, you looking
please,
to be
I don't know how to take
ward.
Care of myself. Please,
you looking to be somebody's ward?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Put your hand in my back pocket.
Okay.
Leave it there.
Why is it wet?
Come with me. Are we all done here?
Okay, evil villains, now's the time to erase time as we know it. No more days, no more weeks, no more months.
I'm just a little concerned. As somebody that's kind of a keeper of times of sorts, maybe I have a different grasp of it than you, but we exist inside of time.
Get to the point.
Well, it's a construct, is it not?
Tim.
Tim.
You seem to be disagreeing with what we're doing here.
Well, I'm just concerned if we destroy time, that, well, I don't exactly know how we're going to. I cherish time, honestly. It's a celebration for me. I'd like to maybe just us control time.
Control time.
Solomon Grundy confused.
Well, you see, if we were to destroy time, then it would cease to flow, and then we would probably be, I imagine, frozen in a moment.
Meow. Looks like a sexy villain.
Pussycat.
Pussycat.
Okay.
What's on the table today? We robbing a bank?
We were about to get rid of time, and then Tim had an should I say the word idea?
Meow.
How come Pussy Woman doesn't have to be here when the rest of us are?
She's working on being more punctual, and this is a great example of time. Maybe if you had better control of time, you would be here on time.
Now, listen to it like this. Answer a question for me, please. A riddle, perhaps. Not an evil lair? It's not really a riddle, just a question. Is this not an evil lair?
Is that rhetorical?
Was there a space between those, or was that just one word?
The point is, we're bad. Let me see your bad faces. Bad means to disrupt the good. So if we cancel time...
Hey, open up in there.
Who's that? I rent the space from the pizza guy downstairs.
Is this a shared office?
Yes, it's a shared office space. Give me one second.
I guess it's not an evil
Hey, can you keep it down in there, all right? I'm doing calls in the other room.
Hank, why don't you get one of those new floors for your apartment, and then you wouldn't be able to hear us.
Shut the hell up, Slimo.
Listen, we're trying to do big things here, sir.
Well, I am doing big things in the okay. I made $150,000 last month. All right.
What?
Yeah, don't fuck with me. Okay.
That's a good month.
Time money.
Good day then. Good day. Tim. He said he made $150,000 last month. If we could do this control time that you think you can do, then could we go back and take that money that he made last month?
That's a great plan. Let's do that.
Sure. Honestly, it's a lot about organization and taking good use of your time, waking up early, only sleeping the bare minimum.
Waking up early.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one way to control time is you just seize all of it that you can.
Bruce, open up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Christ, it stinks in here. What the fuck? You shitting on the floor, Bruce?
A little bit.
Oh, my God. Look, you got to get your act together, man.
It's too late. I lost the title. I didn't have a T4. I'm no longer
That's what I'm here to talk to you about, okay? The city is on fire. And what's in a name? Huh?
I suppose you're right. But I didn't have the T4. There's two other Batmans out there. There's a Bat Spaceman and then a Batman. What am I going to be?
What are you going to be? Now, I'm walking away from here, and I suggest you take a look in that cracked mirror of yours, and you figure it out, because this city needs you!
Hey, do you see that shit on the floor of Bruce Wayne's?
I'm in the lap.
That's we should save some. We could sell it as Bruce Wayne shit. Don't eat all of it.
Okay, Tim, you're next. So you have your T4 form?
I sure do. I'm a very organized person.
Okay, it says here, I hope. Okay. Says here you want to be known as Calendar Man. Is that correct?
I've been Calendar Man for many years now. I believe that I'm within the registration time. It should be just there's good. The T4.
Okay, it's $16, please.
Okay, and I'm just going to pay cash.
Cash is great.
I don't really want to.
Is this where I go to register a new sidekick?
Oh, just
yes. Yes.
Okay. I filled out the form here. It's for Robin.
Listen, I don't know if you understand this, but there's a line and
you just Spaceman, you idiot.
Sorry. That's Spaceman.
Calendar Man, here you go. 3, 4, this 4
is,
makes 20.
This is bullshit.
That's change back. Wait, what's
thank
the matter?
Thank you.
That Spaceman gives me cigarettes.
This is what's wrong with superheroes these days. These guys just caught up in front while I'm still working.
Well, if you're really in control of time, then why don't you stop him from cutting in front, idiot? Get out of the line.
In your face.
I love smoking cigarettes.
Those are cigarettes from the other end of the galaxy.
Okay, so we have Bat Spaceman, and you're registering Robin, is that correct?
Yes, but we're going to spell it with 2 B's and an apostrophe.
My head hurts.
And that's scene one. Woo! Scene two comes from Kyle, who wrote, "It blows my mind how many people get roped into multi-level marketing schemes. They pop up on Facebook, and you thought they were pretty... You thought they were better than that, did we? But people still believe the world is flat. Who on the cast believes the world is flat? My guess is Craig Kukowski. Here's my suggestion. Inside multi-level marketing scheme. Greetings, Kyle McVeigh from Huntsville, Alabama."
Now, listen, guys. Trust me on this, okay? My buddy's going to pop over. He's just going to talk to us for a bit. Then we can watch the game, okay?
So Wait. Your buddy's going to talk before the game?
Yeah, he's just going to pop in for
a
second.
Why doesn't he come in at halftime? The game's about to start.
I know. It's not going to take long. Trust me.
Let's hear him out.
I mean, he's the one that got all this beer, right?
Yeah. Can you get some more guacamole at least?
I mean, I'm willing to listen to the guy. I don't want to come off as a dumbass idiot. That's for damn sure.
No way.
All right.
But as long as we can watch the game, because it's a really big game.
Oh, of course.
I mean, a lot of stake at the game today.
You mean I don't mind like just listening to the game, but I'd rather watch the game. So if we can watch the game, I would agree with Mikey.
Achoo! Oh, sorry, everybody. It's all those $100 bills everywhere. Pardon me. Hey,
how you doing? Let it rain.
Oh, wow.
Those dollar bills are in the food now.
You can keep those.
Wait a minute. This
is just came out of his nose.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
have you been tested?
Oh, yeah, I've been tested. Passed.
Great.
Yep.
This is $40 worth of guacamole.
So, okay. All right.
Turn down the game. Let's hear what this guy has to say.
So obviously, Bob is a friend of yours and Bob is a friend of mine. What's up, Bobby? Uh-huh. Boy, come here.
How you doing?
Hit it up. Give me that. Two times.
More of an
equation. Here we go. Sometime. And
what the hell?
That's snap. Complicated.
And here we go. And jump. And dick. And boo. And boo. And two times.
Like river dance or something? What the hell?
I already trust them. I mean, literally, just his hand jive makes me trust this guy. Whatever you got to sell, buddy, I'm in.
Look, man, it's not about what I've got to sell. It's about what you've got to buy. Have you thought about it that way, everybody?
No, I haven't.
Wow. Sir?
No. Not me.
Huh? You, sir, with the
what's
hat?
Up?
What do you think? You like this idea?
Which guy with a hat?
Yeah, we got hats, man. We wear hats.
We all wearing hats. I guess he's talking to all of us then. I don't know. We got hats.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I told you.
Hey, our team just scored in the game.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't even care about the game anymore. I wish I had a gun or a knife. I'd shoot or stab the television. I want to hear what this guy has to say.
Okay, man, I like you. Come here, man. Give it up.
Ow. I wasn't ready. No. Oh, right on the nutsack. Okay. Okay. Now I'm feeling it. Okay.
No. Where was I?
I'm tired.
Where was I? Hey, Bob, how's your wife?
I don't think he started yet. My wife.
I miss her. Where is she?
Bob. Yeah, we've been separated for a while, so I don't.
Bob, two things. Banging your wife, and when is this fucking guy going to start already with the thing you wanted us to hear before we watch the fucking game?
Hey, my man, you don't got to tell me you're banging my wife. I know that. Okay.
Okay. That's why I said it.
I know.
Can we hear the thing already? Because I'd like to watch the game.
Why don't you ask me?
Okay, stranger, who's come in to our weekly gathering when we watch the big fucking game. What's up?
Open your phone, my man. Open your email.
Holy shit.
Whoa. You'll see $245,000 that is transferred to your account.
Right now. How is this happening?
What? Because it's already begun. We're in it. Come here now. Uptime.
Whoa. Oh, ow. Oh, I trust him more.
Whoa. God damn it. That's my face.
I don't see it in mine. There's an under. There should be an underscore between my notes.
That's me.
Dude, I just got $250,000 sent to me, man.
For when, yeah, man?
What? Fucking, what the fuck is this, man? Should I accept it?
No. Don't accept it.
It's just one of those scams.
Nah, you, look, if somebody sends you 200, how much was it?
$250,000.
If somebody sends you that, you accept it. Why wouldn't you? What's the worst that can happen?
No. Haven't you ever had it come from like a prince overseas and they're just trying to get your account to withdraw money? Don't take it.
Okay, guys, can we stop talking about this? We got to run a play. It's third and long.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, where do I put my phone? My pants are so tight. All
right, 32 Ranger. Helmet. 32 Ranger on three.
That's me.
32 Ranger on three. That's you. That's you.
Okay, don't tell them that.
Why would you?
And so you see here, all the arrows are pointing green, and they're pointing up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
That's good. That's a good sign.
So
what do we need? What do we need to do? I mean, everything you've told me so far, including the complicated handshakes, I've bought into. What do I need to do now?
You probably don't want to hear that part.
No, all right, guys. No, we really do. Nice.
Come on. We really want to. We're not dumbass idiots.
Two. Oh, sorry. Oh,
my God. It's more money.
More money.
You can keep. Hey, you with the hat. You got any questions?
Which one? Are you?
I feel like you don't believe me.
No, I don't.
Me?
No, him. He knows who I'm talking to.
I don't believe you. What's going on?
Nope. Not you. Him.
Stuart?
He really doesn't believe you, but I'm what you would call skeptical.
Okay. What part of multi-level marketing don't you understand, my man?
I think it's the marketing part. Like, I'm pretty confident about the other two parts of that.
Mm-hmm. So when's the last time you checked your phone? I'll wait.
Check your phone, dude.
You just checked your phone, man.
Look at your emails.
Okay. I got the email. I got it. It says it. But what I want, I would like to go to the bank and verify it. Like, trust, but verify.
Oh, man. Interception.
Yes, sir. You have an account here?
Yeah. If you could, I just want to just check to make sure that account has the same amount of money as my cell phone email.
Okay, just swipe your card.
Okay.
Unless you got an email that said $500,000 in your account, then I'm not sure. It says you have a balance of $500,000.
What? Okay. I'd like to. Can I withdraw that money?
No, absolutely, sir. It's your money. Here you are.
Gee, Willikers, Batman! I can't believe we're going to deposit such a huge email.
Bat Spaceman.
Sorry.
Can you get that right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello, welcome, guys. Can I help you?
Do you have a lighter?
Oh, yes, of course I do. This is a bank. Here you are.
He can't stop smoking, this kid. We want to check our balance.
Oh, very good. And may I have your, just swipe your card?
Okay, my Bat Space card?
Yes. Okay. Oh, well, so looks like you have $780,000.
Wait, what?
$780,000.
What? You okay, Robin?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is he okay? Is your child okay?
he's not my child. All right.
Do you have any beef jerky?
Of course we have beef jerky, sir. It's a bank. Here, one second.
There's a bowl for beef jerky right in front of you, idiot.
How much longer are you jagoffs going to take? I got to check my balance.
I think we're done.
All right. Well, have a great day, sir.
All right. Thank you for your help. Thank you for the jerky.
So I think I am done here, Bob. You've been great, dude. Thanks for hosting everybody.
Oh, wow.
I still don't have it. So there should be an underscore between my first and last name.
Whose fault do you think that is?
I know you're going to say mine.
Portia, when our child is born, promise me one thing, that he will have my dad's middle name. Underscore.
Fine. It's
if we don't name this child underscore, I swear to God, I will kill myself in front of everyone who works at my job.
I don't think that's, I don't think the threat is necessary. It's done.
I just wanted you to know how serious I was about
and
it.
And I appreciate that.
And I love you.
His middle, please. I know you do. His middle name will be underscore.
Thank you, Portia. Can we make love?
Please.
Did you see that email that Dennis sent out? What the hell was that about? He was going to off himself in front of everybody if he didn't get that name.
I'm sure
he
was just trying to make a point.
Yeah, well, I mean,
no, he's a very serious guy. He makes really solid points.
I didn't get it. Am I not on the thread? Am I not on the thread?
Ooh, that's awkward.
I mean, I don't know. He sent the email out, so I don't know.
There's an underscore in my name.
Oh, that must be it.
Spelled out.
I know that he is a big fan of yours. I do know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He absolutely is. Oh, remember last week when he said if they didn't have Folger's crystals in the break room, that he would kill himself in front of his wife and his newborn baby?
Folger's African-American?
Folger's African-American crystals, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is scene two.
So it wasn't really a scheme after all. I think it was a solid plan.
No,
it
really is.
It was legit.
It was just hundreds of thousands of dollars being deposited.
Scene three comes to patron VIP Crispy IA.
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 AI.
I always write AI. But it's IA.
Oh.
Respect. Hi, Kevin and fellow alchemists. Sorry that my last suggestion was crap. I thought it was all right, but I was clearly wrong. Maybe if I try and make this one crap, it will make the cut. New scene suggestion. Snail mail. You're welcome. Crispy IA. Now, is Crispy IA mocking me because it's AI and I've always been making a mistake by IA saying IA because... She, who I think Chris Alvarado knows this person's real name, she did write Crispy IA.
I don't know what's going on.
I think it's Crispy AI. I think that's what it is.
I've only heard of a Crispy AI.
Yeah.
You guys sure not Gary? Thinking
Gary, any thoughts on this?
I don't. I am flummoxed. As well as befuddled.
Is flummoxed. Okay, well, I'm going to hold up to the screen because I want everyone watching. I want everyone watching. Yeah, my
is
address.
The suggestion snail mail or snail mile?
Oh, yeah. That's
I'll
good.
Kill you. I will look it up at some point and hold it up to the camera.
We believe you.
Okay.
Oh, I totally believe you.
I don't believe you.
But mind blown. I don't understand what's happening.
Snail mile.
Sure. Yeah. It's a good thing we don't edit the show. All right, right. Snail mail. Bing bong.
Yeah, come in. Come Bing in.
Bong. I just like this doorbell. I love the way it sounds. Bing bong.
Oh, you don't have to enter then if you don't want to, sir. But if you like to, sir, you can come in.
Bing bong.
No, please feel free to stay on my front doorstep and just How ring the doorbell all along.
How long have you lived here?
52 years.
I thought it would have been a long time. This doorbell has not changed in that time. Am I right?
It is written into the original manuscript for the house sale that the doorbell should always remain the same.
Well, what would you say if I told you for $9.95?
Yes.
I can replace it with any sound you'd like.
Sir, the doorbell is supposed to remain the same. It's written in the original manuscript of the house sale.
I understand. Let me play you a couple of samples and see if something doesn't strike your fancy. Okay. Gentlemen?
Hello.
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 Literally love that sound. Now, I'm in love with it. And if I could make love to it, I would. But in the house manuscript, I have to keep the doorbell as the same or else he comes back.
Ooh, that sounds ominous as hell.
Steve, in my office, please. Listen, your job is to deliver the mail, not sell this doorbell, whatever the fuck it is you think you're doing with this side gig, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
First of all, I don't know where you're getting this from.
What?
Who's telling you? Who's telling you that
I'm...
We ratted you out.
We ratted you out.
We ratted you out.
You're going to believe these singing assholes?
Tim, Jesus Christ, you hit that note so beautifully.
It's just my regular speaking voice.
I love it. I love it. I love it. But listen, right.
So, they sing and they sound great and I'm an asshole who's trying to sell shit to I just deliver the mail. That's what I do.
Okay. Because listen, we are under, I don't need to tell you this, we're under a lot of pressure here.
I do know that. And let me just say this to that. You know that tone, that register of your voice that you have right now? What if I told you for $9.95, you could change that tone and register to any sound you want?
My voice?
Exactly. Your voice could sound like this.
Hey, Steve, I don't know what the hell's going on with my doorbell, but you said that acapella group was going to be here 24/7. And no one's here. Okay. I pay a monthly fee for those guys to come over here and, like, you know, be the
$9.95. $9.95. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to need my
and
money.
Thank
back.
You for that. You're saying people have rung the doorbell and the acapella group has not been there.
Is that what you're saying?
Because that's
there's
what
nobody
I'm
here. I'm talking to you, Steve. There's no acapella group here.
Okay. But is anyone ringing the doorbell? Because that's the function.
I don't know, Steve. I can't hear it.
Did you really think the acapella group was going to stand on your porch 24/365?
That's what you sold me on. That's what you said. You said you're going to hear this beautiful sound every time someone rings the doorbell.
Every time someone rings the door.
Oh, just a guy passing by. Oh, hi. Oh, hello, gentlemen. Just passing by.
Well, how hello there, stranger.
Hi. Just passing through. Nothing. Okay. Nothing going on
Why
here.
Why are you
just
pushing through us? What are you doing?
Good day to
I'm
you.
I'm just I have a little habit of coming in and ding-dong-dashing people's doorbells, and I thought I'd just ding-dong-dash your doorbell.
Steve, do you know this guy?
I don't.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ding-dong-dash your doorbell.
I don't mind. Larry?
I mind. I mind.
All right, then. I guess I'll go on to the next place, then. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Larry, that was great. You just sent that guy away.
Yeah, Steve, what the hell was that? I knew that's one of the acapella guys, all right? I know him. Who's supposed to be here?
First of all,
I don't understand, boss. What do you mean we're going to shut down the entire postal service?
Well, it's just that it's taking so long to deliver. I don't know what people are doing. You're supposed to walk up to the door, put the envelopes in the mailbox, and then walk away. But these are taking forever. In fact, we're so backed up on mail that we've decided just to shut it down and send it all through. I'm sorry.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
We're sending it all through privatized.
Don't say privatized.
I'm not going to label them. I'm not going to give
privatized.
Them the benefit, but I need you to.
Privatized.
I need
if you
to
want
that.
Your mail privatized.
Is there anything we can do to save it?
I mean, I guess if you were able to really put your nose to the grindstone
Boss, I'm so sorry to interrupt. What? Just saw this flyer. It's for the town's local sing-along. If you win it, the prize money's enough to keep the National Post Office alive.
Wait, what?
Let me see that paper. Give that to me. Okay.
Oh, man. My chest is kind of...
The town, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the town local sing-along today. We've got several groups out here who are going to literally and figuratively sing their hearts and lungs out. The winner today gets a hunk of money large enough to save any floundering industry.
Now, we got the New Zealand team coming in here. Now, they're the villains. Let's just get out there and say it. All right.
Yeah, I've never met a New Zealander that I cared for. They're very large boned people, are they?
Well, they're huge. They're huge. It scares me in a way that is, that's real.
I can see that.
I really
can
get
see
freaked
that.
Up. I can really see get that. Freaked up by that.
And after the New Zealanders, we're going to have some people from the United States Postal Service.
Wow.
Their service. Say that again?
I thought they went under.
No, say that again.
I thought they went under.
No, I just wanted you to say that again. It's a joke I used to do with my... No, no, I was... when I say that again, I thought you were going to say that.
I thought they
went under. No. I wanted you to say that again.
I thought they went under.
Oh, boy, what a day it's going to be, huh?
Can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, I have Team New Zealand.
What's up, fuckers?
I don't like them.
And to my right, I have Team United States Postal Service. Woo! And each group will have 30 seconds to sing their hearts and lungs out. Team New Zealand, your time begins
all right
now.
That's New Zealand. That's how we do it in New Zealand.
Very nice.
Kiwi.
A tribal feel to that. Now, I don't need to remind you all, but I will. The prize money here will be enough to save any floundering industry.
Now that's, so like hundreds of millions of dollars is what it's going to take.
Even the cruise industry? Even the cruise industry?
Look, the prize
is... Get that guy out of here!
What are you doing?
What's that?
Like a Carnival Cruise Line.
No, I got to be honest.
He's got norovirus.
I want to hear just at least five industries that it could possibly save.
Any.
I mean, me too.
I want specifics.
Stuck on Brooklyn Jaw.
We can't expect him to answer with a broken jaw. Forgive us.
No, but we can expect him to write those things down, and somebody else will be able to read them.
So you can say that again.
What we can expect for him is to write it down for someone else to read it.
Once again, I wanted you to say, it's a thing I used to do with my child, but he was like, I say you can say that again, you're still supposed to go.
What we can't expect him to do is write it down and have somebody else
read it. Just say that. Say the word that.
Just say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Postal Service.
We're going postal.
Doom, boom, doom, boom.
We're gonna shoot you in the face. We're going postal. We're gonna mess up the place.
We're going postal.
Your shit's everywhere.
We're going postal.
We don't care.
If you want your mail delivered today, there's just something that all postmen have to say. Just make sure that the knob is turned on your door and we will come and throw your mail all over the floor. We don't deliver everything that we say we will. Sometimes we like to steal your gas bill. So if your electricity does not come on, you can blame it on us. Come on, come on.
We're going postal.
Wow. Okay. The judges up in the booth are tallying the scores.
What happened to your jaw?
I got somebody sucker punched me. I didn't see it, and my weight was going into the punch. It's one of those ones where I was walking that way already.
That's the worst.
Fucked me up.
That's not good.
Anyway, the guys in the booth are scoring these on three different categories. One is originality. Mm-hmm. Second is tone, and third is move. The movability.
We were only given 30 seconds, and there was just enough time to hold like one atonal chord.
Shut up.
Ow. Oh, wow. Just hit that.
All right. We'll send it to the booth now.
I got to admit, I liked what the postal people were doing there. They admitted their faults in there. That's certainly worth something.
I've had my power shut off many a time. Now I know why.
But they said they're going to throw your mail all over the floor.
Right.
I don't know if that was just for the rhyme or if that's actually a threat.
I took it as metaphoric myself. Okay.
Yeah. Metaphoric?
Yeah, metaphoric.
Metaphor. Mm.
But then that Kiwi team held that note.
I don't think they did. They were also good. I just don't trust
New Zealanders. I don't trust them. I don't think
we use that term anymore.
Ladies
Jim.
And gentlemen, we have a special celebrity who will be announcing
who
the winner.
Is it?
His name is Calendar Man, ladies and gentlemen. Calendar Man's here. Oh,
stop time and then stop. Could you stop time and then start it again in such a way that it doesn't even matter that you just did it?
I don't think you understand what I do. I don't stop time. I track time. I make me
disappear.
You fly. Know what?
Fly right out of your ass.
Okay. Read the envelope. Can we just get the results of the contest? Can we get the results? Are you sending it via Snail Mail? Snail Mail?
I am not sending it via. I'm going to read it right now. Here it is. I'm going to
read it with your face.
Is this the only record of who wins and who loses?
Yeah, it's one team or the other.
Well, then come get
it. I got a question. Oh.
Stop right there, Calendar Man.
Stop right
you
there.
You can't catch me.
It's me, Bat Spaceman.
I can't run.
Come on,
so
catch up,
Batman.
Robin. Catch up, Rob.
Wait. My lungs.
Stop. You stop right there, Bat Spaceman. I checked your T4 form. You said you live in Unit 2, and actually, you live in Unit 6. That makes this null and void.
Are you going to get me on a technicality? When I'm trying to apprehend a villain?
Now, somebody just turned theirs in. You might remember him. His name is Bruce Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as
Batman. That's right. Batman. I'm back. Robin, I'm going to drop that extra B in that apostrophe from your name.
Okay.
You're back to being the same Robin you've always been.
Do you have any cigarettes?
Of course I have cigarettes. I worked at a bank when I was younger.
Oh, hey. I just want some cigarettes.
And now, would you like me, Batman, to read the winner of the...
Yeah!
All right, let me quickly catch Calendar Man. There. Got him. I used a bat taser.
Oh, my God.
Can we get on with this? We've got a long flight back. A long flight back.
Batman, Calendar Man, he doesn't look like he's breathing. I think you tased him too hard.
Did I kill him, Robin?
I don't know. My head is going crazy.
I want to thank both of you for showing up for the funeral for Calendar Man. I don't know if you were related. We weren't expecting much of a crowd.
I'm sort of related to him. I'm the man who killed him.
Well, then, perhaps you'd like to speak on his behalf. I didn't know him personally.
Yes. He didn't run. He didn't run nearly as fast as he could have run.
If only.
That's Robin. You got anything? Because I don't.
Yeah. I'll say something. He was a good guy.
Ding holy dong. Shit!
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
And that's our show for today.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Christmas cheer to each and every damn one of you. Harry, Nathaniel. Hurry, boys, with that Minute Maid. Oh, yeah. The holidays. A little derbingle there for you. Thank all the alchemists for showing up and giving the love and making the magic here, starting with Mr. Joseph Greer. Joey?
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you. Happy holidays to you. I hope it's not a lump of colstratin in your stocking again.
No, we've taken too many chunks of that man. He needs to heal.
Right? And anything you'd like closing out here in the wrap-up, folks, to know?
You know, just...
Okay, great. Chris Alvarado?
You know, I think Joey hit it right. I think Cole Stratton needs to heal.
Yes.
That's my... And furthermore... Oh,
yes. Nope, sorry. Gary Anthony Williams, thank you so very damn much, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Man, you have made my Kwanzaa. You made it.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you
thank
for
you,
everything.
Thank you, my friend.
Craig Kukowski, all the best.
Just looking forward to 2021. Even if I get 50 check avails and lose them all out to...
lose them all to Chris.
Lose them all out to Chris Alvarado, I'm still a happy man.
Yeah. And also, please thank Carla for texting us during the show. I actually enjoyed the hell out of that.
Yeah, she was disturbed by some of my lines out of context, you know.
I think it was the screaming of what you were saying. It must have been disturbing on her
when
end.
When she hears the episode, she'll understand.
Oh, that's a great presumption. Yeah. Dr. James Heaney, thank you so very much, pal. Love you. Missed you.
Thank you. I love you all and miss you all. I would say it's a brand new year. You could start off doing things right by putting the right foot forward, going to iTunes, and rating Alchemy This. I mean, my preference would be 5 stars, but whatever your heart says, if you've made it this far, it's not, it shouldn't be, a 5-star rating is all I'm really looking for in the new year.
Thank you, James. That was very damn sweet of you and honest and confused.
How about you, Kevin?
How about me what?
Yeah, we want to hear your, your closing thoughts.
Wow, we never asked Kevin. That's true.
We never asked Kevin how he feels.
Wow. Golly, you guys, I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know what to say after such love. I guess I would ask that everyone be super, super kind to each other. Go out of your way, way more than maybe even you normally do. We really need to depend on each other. I'm just going to keep hammering this home. And also, Joey, as it's been said, drinks his own cum. And that wasn't just a joke. That was part of the show.
Right.
That's something I hope that people celebrate in the new year.
That's not true. This is really, really painful.
It seriously sounded. It really sounded sincere and real.
I believe him. I believe him.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's not true.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug Bain, wherever you are. Thanks to fine folks at iHeartMedia. We celebrated 2 years back in October, so 2021 will bring us into our third and beyond. Wow. And thank you all for making that possible. And Happy New Year and
Alchemy This!